Sean Hannity, who I think made the best case for why we need to retire Catherine Cortez Masto. This is cut to Sean Hannity last night right here in Vegas.
It appears that voters are poised to reject the radical far-left policies of incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, who's really liked by this crowd. As a senator, she voted with socialist Bernie Sanders a whopping 94% of the time. She is a card-carrying member of the climate alarmist cult, a big proponent of the New Green Deal, which is socialism. And get this, last year, under Cortez Masto's leadership, Nevada's Democratic Party actually partnered with the state's Socialist Party for a, quote, solidarity celebration. Now, more recently, Senator Cortez Masto was more than happy to rubber stamp Biden's entire agenda, including the massive unfunded government spending. And, of course, everybody happy you were going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Yeah. You'll be getting what I call the Hannity treatment. And she's also, by the way, open to a ban on fracking. She is against energy exploration in Anwar and even voted to stop construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. And if that had been finished and completed by now, we would be importing 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil a day. Now, the senator also penned an op-ed begging the federal government to reduce oil and gas leases. And with Biden, she got her wish. And now gas is more than $5 a gallon right here in the state of Nevada. And that is over a dollar more than the national average. So you can thank your senator when you see her and her Democratic colleagues when you go to the polls. By the way, something else very important for Nevada voters to consider. In 2021, she voted four separate times to keep your schools closed and keep kids out of the classroom. At the very same time, she had no problem celebrating herself at a lavish gala in Washington, D.C., all while kids in her state were falling behind in math and reading and writing because of her policies. She's also responsible for the crisis at our southern border. As senator, she voted to end Title 42, which allowed the federal government to quickly deport illegal immigrants during the pandemic. She also blocked Donald Trump's border wall. And in 2020, she suggested it was bigoted to secure the southern border. She even voted to give stimulus checks to illegal immigrants. You all happy with that? But now in a truly miraculous election year conversion, well, Cortez Masto is now pretending to be a strong proponent of securing the border. But we can see through her lies, her deception, and this election year, oops, change. Let me change my mind. In fact, so can the Washington Post, of all places, which has rewarded her many, many Pinocchios along the campaign trail. So let me ask all of you here, anyone buying your senator's, current senator's lies? Anybody? Are you supporting her policies? Okay. Are you better off under her leadership? Is anyone happy a 41-year high of inflation? Are you happy with that? No. Are you happy with paying over $5 a gallon for gasoline? No. Anybody? Okay, so make no mistake. There's no better way forward, and that all happens 2 weeks from tonight, November 8th. You get to decide. The power is in your hands.
I think that's brilliant. Sean Hannity nails it once again. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, one of the things that I have learned covering politics is that in the final 2 weeks, all of a sudden it becomes the silly season. And in this particular case, Democrats, they must see the handwriting on the wall because some of the stuff they're coming up with. Herschel Walker now, there's a second woman that's come forward and said, he pressured me to get an abortion too. And this sounds like a Supreme Court nominee. That's what it really sounds like. The craziest stuff is coming out, and now it's coming out from what, MSNBC?
Yeah, of course, we're familiar with Joy Reid. She's a black woman. She hates white people. She's made that perfectly clear that she's a racist against white people. Those are basically the only way you could describe her at this point. But she was interviewing Democrat turned Republican, turned independent, turned Democrat again, Matthew Dowd. And they were talking about calling or not calling Republicans Nazis ahead of the midterms. But then They said, well, you know, but there might be some similarities there between Republicans and Nazis. And those people concerned about inflation, we've got our own democracy on the line here. So, again, all they've got is abortion and calling half the country fascists or
mega fascists.
Yeah, whatever it is, supersized mega fascists. But that's all they've got because, everybody knows that inflation is killing the middle class, and it all is tied to just drilling for oil. That's all we got to do.
Well, and you know what's great, though, and I really love this, the fact that right now people, are, at least here in the state of Nevada, are going to the polls. People are voting. And I think that's great. Let's get their votes counted right now, right after John Fetterman stumbles and fumbles his way through that debate last night in Pennsylvania. So much else is going on it's just ugly. I mean, you got people being thrown onto the tracks on subways in New York. I mean, this is awful. What we got going on right now, Jim, this is horrible.
But the problem is there's a lot of people out there that don't see that. They're not watching Fox, and they're watching other news channels. And then you say, hey, I just saw it the other day. Oh, did you see it on Fox? And again, use the news, which is actually being reported, and who is reporting the actual news, using that as a pejorative. And that just goes on and on and on. And hopefully we can crack that eggshell and get into the noggins of people out there that are completely sold out and still wearing masks, driving alone in their car down Interstate 15.
Yeah, not the truth. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Paul Enos is one of the smartest dudes I know of in this state. He resides up in northern Nevada, but we had a chance to visit with him. You'll get a chance to hear his comments on what is coming 13 days from now. 13 days from now, we have a midterm election. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more of the trucking industry and what's going on there on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:32, as we check out our current conditions on area roadways right now, still seeing a lot of congestion as you work your way towards Interstate 15 on Interstate 215 westbound. Beginning around Gillespie, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. And as those merging from the 215 west to Interstate 15 north, you're single file bumper to bumper. There's only one lane available there. It's part of the Tropicana Interchange Project. You'll touch the brakes as you enter downtown Las Vegas on US 95 southbound. That's at Torrey Pines. And remember the road work tonight. It begins at 7 o'clock, but the ramp closure, that's 15 south at Tropical Parkway.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Raiders will be in New Orleans on Sunday facing the Saints at the Superdome. Las Vegas sitting at 2-4, coming off a victory against the Houston Texans, while the Saints are 2-5. Vegas could get tight end Darren Waller back. He had a hamstring injury, did not play against the Texans. And Josh Jacobs has found his stride. He has rushed for 6 touchdowns in his last 3 games. College football, UNLV with the weekend off. The Rebels back in action November 5th on the road facing San Diego State. UNLV has lost 3 in a row. They're 4-4 on the season, losing to Notre Dame Saturday, 44-21. The Vegas Golden Knights back on the ice Friday, hosting the Anaheim Ducks. Vegas has won 3 of their last 4. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a police captain, I know how critical it is to keep our communities and schools safe. Nothing else matters if we don't feel safe in our homes, our businesses, and in our neighborhoods. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to keep Nevadans safe, and I'm proud to have Nevada's law enforcement and our veterans supporting my campaign. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a city councilman, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, Democrats have a stranglehold on Carson City. Their policies have given us mass inflation, record gas prices, and rising crime. As our next lieutenant governor, I will fight for public safety, low taxes, new jobs, and a balanced state budget. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote. Learn more about my campaign at StavrosForNevada.com. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. We had a chance earlier to visit with Paul Enos. Great guy, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And I talked about his appearance at a national truckers convention, and I asked him if anything political went on.
So, you know, it was really interesting. This year we had our Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administrator, Robin Hutchison, there. And yesterday, and unfortunately I missed this, Secretary Buttigieg was there to, you know, say how much he appreciated everything, all of the economic contributions that we make in the trucking industry. And, hey, regardless of what party somebody's in, I do appreciate that when they're giving my truckers the props that that they absolutely deserve and our trucking companies. But you just wish that, you know, hey, that appreciation, if we could get some of the policies to square with that appreciation, we'd be in a much better place because – you know, when I talk to my folks, when I talk to them in Nevada, when I talk to them across the country, you know, all size companies, I mean, there are a lot of things that we're concerned about. Of course, hey, we're concerned about the ability for us to move freight, hire new drivers, the ability for us to get new trucks and parts, the ability of us to be able to operate on the road without being subjected to abusive lawsuits from trial lawyers. And, you know, I'm not talking about where, hey, things, you know, where the trucking company did something wrong where they're going to admit to that liability. But you know, I'm talking about people taking, you know, things that used to be, hey, you settle them for insurance limits, and now they're looking for 7, 8, and even in some case, a nine figures type damage. And then, you know, this move to this green energy transition that we're going to. I was on a panel with folks from Swift and UPS and the president of Cummins, which makes some amazing engines that power our industry. Just talking about some of the challenges there. And when you think about all of those things, huge challenges to the trucking industry. I mean, just the environmental stuff alone, Kevin, is enough to frighten you. Tomorrow in California, the California Resources Board is going to be passing, and it looks like it's a juice deal. It's going to go right through some new regulations that are going to have huge impacts on the trucking industry, and you know, not just the trucking industry in California, but anybody who goes into California, which since the Silver State shares the largest border with them, we have to do. And I'm a little scared when they want us to have, starting next year, 10% of your fleet, you have to identify California fleet, what trucks you're going to send it to California. And they want, if you have more than 50 trucks, and some folks want it to be more than 10 trucks, if you're going into California, 10% of your fleet has to be zero emissions. Well, my folks that are here in northern Nevada who go into the Port of Oakland, who have to go over Donner Summit, 212 miles away, they're looking at trucks that are available. Right now, the range on those available trucks is 200 miles. So that, on a great day where things are flat and the temperature is consistent, that'll get you to, maybe Berkeley. We know that Donner Summit, it's definitely not flat and it doesn't have consistent temperatures. So, that's a challenge. And then once you get there, you've then got to wait to charge. So, not only are you going to be waiting to get loaded and unloaded, but you're going to have to find a place to plug in. And one thing we do know, we don't have the infrastructure, even a place like California that is fully committed to this, they do not have the infrastructure to electrify the trucking industry. So you couple that with our folks who have to comply with hours of service rules, where today you can get from Reno to the Port of Oakland within that 11-hour time period. But if you have to wait to charge for 2 or 4 or 6 or 8 hours, that's going to make it extremely challenging. So all the supply chain issues, all of the challenges that, we have dealt with and that we've seen in the press and the media, it is only going to get worse when we make that transition. And I know you and I and your listeners have heard me talk about the challenges of getting all of the mineral resources that we need to make this electrification happen. So much of it is just not doable, and definitely not doable in the timeframes that they laid out. So, what I would just ask our regulators to do, our politicians, the folks in the media, Kevin, hell, they love to catastrophize, global warming, all of this stuff. But unfortunately, they're not really good at taking a look, zooming out a little bit and, taking a look at the challenges beyond mitigating that carbon output. And those challenges are tremendously greater, and the shifts that we would have to make to do it, even if we could, I still question if we should, because mitigating carbon, mitigating how much carbon goes into the air, is tremendously easier than dealing with mineral scarcity, than dealing with land scarring, than dealing with all water pollution issues, other air pollution issues. So we need to be very smart. Our leaders need to be smart about how they move forward with this. But unfortunately, we definitely haven't seen a lot of intelligence out of the folks in California who say, hey, we don't care about that. We're only looking at carbon. Well, if you only look at carbon and you're only looking at the negatives of carbon and you're not looking at the benefits, you're not looking at the efficiencies, you're not looking at the challenges with getting those other fuels to propel our mobility and our freight movement, you're really not doing a good job for the people you work for.
Paul,
the citizens of California.
Hey, yes, Paul, sir. Paul, quick question though. Time is money. Tick tock. When some of your trucker buddies are there chilling for 2 hours or 4 hours recharging, does that increase the price of the goods? I mean, if you're increasing the time the truckers are out and not on the road, isn't that going to mean the price is going to go up?
100%. Look, I think that, Kevin, we have all seen the reality of the piss poor energy policy that we've had in this country and how it has contributed to inflation. Yes, absolutely. When you put those kind of operational challenges on an industry that moves 75% of the freight in the good old United States. And, you know, here in Nevada, it's 95.8% of the freight. Yeah, if you do something that's going to screw up the trucking industry, you are going to see that. You're going to see that on the store shelves. You're going to see that in prices. You're going to see that potentially in the lack of goods. And you're going to see it in our ability to be able to keep the economy moving at the speed and rate that it does today.
Let me ask you, as far as the organization, the governing body that declared that 10 parts of the fleet have to be zero emissions.
Well, they're only at 50 right now, although there's people that the hearing's going to be tomorrow. I was just talking to one of my members who is going to be there tomorrow talking about the operational challenges. You know, they only give you 3 minutes. This is an unelected board in California, really unelected and not accountable to the legislature. So, you know, that's kind of awesome. So, you know, they basically do what they want. They are controlled by activists. And I would hope that the people at the California Resources Board would listen to some reason on this. I mean, you have some air quality management districts in California who are reasonable and rational and saying, hey, guys, I think you're moving a little too fast. But CARB has just been a very difficult entity to deal with, and it doesn't just affect the California carriers. It affects anybody who does business in California.
He is brilliant. I absolutely love it when we have Paulinos on because he makes so much sense. I mean, you want to talk about common sense. Here's a guy that should be running for public office. Paulinos is somebody that should be running for public office. He is that good. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95. 670 KMZQ presents After Close the Radio Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Federal license number MB4265, NMLS number 64367.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it. So I'm watching last night, and Phil Kessel, and they're doing interviews with him and everything. And then he goes on, he scores, what, number 400? 400? A gentleman, Jim Dallas, standing by. That was an amazing performance by an amazing athlete, an Ironman, and a guy that that knows how to score goals.
Think about your job and what you do on a daily basis. And this guy has shown up. He hasn't called in sick, hasn't done
Mental health days?
No mental health days. I don't know how he survived the COVID era either, but he's been doing it since 2009, 990 consecutive games, the 35-year-old achieved that. A little icing on the cake, as you mentioned, Kevin, not only did he set a record, an NHL record, but he also scored his 400th career goal, which, if memory serves, only a handful of gentlemen have ever done that as well. So a couple of great career milestones for Phil Kessel. And hopefully, I mean, the Golden Knights are looking good. They ended up winning the game 4-2. And they are rolling right now with a 6-2 record. So let's keep it going. And hey, this goalie situation may work its way around full circle, and maybe we've got something in our pair of goalies.
Bill Foley says it's the best team we've ever had. We'll find out over the course of an entire season. But I got to tell you, right now, it looks pretty damn good. And Phil Kessel is very much a part of the success of this 6-2 club. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought.